This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, some tips for tonight's presidential debaters from a Hollywood insider. But first, during this election season, we've been doing a series on swing states and kicking off each segment, you may have heard it, with a recording of the state song. Finding those songs has been tough business. Luckily, we didn't have to, thanks to a fellow named Jeff Brown. Jeff Brown works at NPR member station KTOO in Juneau, Alaska, and he's the producer of a 50-part radio series called The American State Songbook. He claims to have collected more official state songs than the Library of Congress. Jeff Brown spoke earlier with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick from Juneau.
I'm not sure of the Alaska. Could you hum a couple of bars of that?
Eight stars of gold on a field of blue.
May it mean to you the blue of the sea, the evening sky.
It's a wonderful song.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of trouble finding state songs. Wasn't it hard for you?
It was difficult. I started in the late 80s and maybe even the mid 80s. And some of the songs were easy to find and some of them were incredibly difficult. And some states had absolutely no recordings of their state song.
Well, when you couldn't find a song, this is what I admire so much about you. You actually had a recording made. So let's hear one of those, something that you commissioned.
Come to this land of sunshine, to this land where life is young, where the wide, wide world is waiting for the songs that will now be sung.
Wow. This is the state song of Arizona, and who's this woman singing here?
This woman is Katie Lee. My mother was the only other person I've been able to find who knew the state song of Arizona, and then I found Katie Lee, and after a while she was able to record it for me and really did a great job, and she was just wonderful to work with, too.
How about these kids I've heard about in the state of Washington?
They're from the Cedar Holmes School in Stanwood, and I met a teacher for that school when she came up to Juneau, and I convinced her to record their kids singing their state song.
Washington, my home, wherever I may roam. That's a kind of a theme in all these state songs, isn't it? Come back here because this is the place to be, even though you might go somewhere else for a little while.
Well, state songs are kind of like a little bit of our mythology. It could be a musical picture of who the state residents were at that particular time. And it's interesting because sometimes the picture is kind of faded and it's not exactly the same kind of place that it was when the songs were originally made. And sometimes even the words themselves have turned out to be somewhat offensive to some people. So they've actually had to come up with new songs or change the words to some songs.
All right, well, how about Massachusetts? You've got Arlo Guthrie singing the state song of Massachusetts.
There's a house upon a hill that keeps us from the chill. And by the grace of God, we will be in Massachusetts.
How'd you get that?
That's actually on one of Arlo Guthrie's albums.
You know, here I am, newly arrived in California. I'm embarrassed to confess, I have no idea what the state song is.
Well, I grew up in California, and I do not remember singing it in school at all. I Love You, California is the name of the state song, and it was one of the first real hard ones to find, but when I found it, I was really happy because it had such a great Rudy Valley kind of old-time quality to it.
I love you, California, you're the greatest state of all. In the winter, summer, spring, and in the fall.
That's very nice. I have to say that maybe this is no longer politically correct. Here you have California asserting that it's the greatest state of all. And if all the states go around asserting that kind of thing in their songs, how would we ever achieve harmony?
Well, you want to feel good about who you are, but you also want to get to know your neighbors and, you know, your neighboring states and the people all around the country. And, of course, the more we know about each other, the more we find that we can get along.
Jeff Brown, who collected all the state songs. I'll just note, Jeff, that last year the governor of Alaska appointed you commissioner of mirth for the state. Do you still hold that position?
I do. They haven't taken it away yet.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Alex Chadwick for that interview.
He's just-